With the budget deadlock in California nearly over, the state's politicians can focus their attention on the recall of Governor Davis. Yesterday, the state's lieutenant governor announced the recall election will be held in early October. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports Californians are likely to see a short and very expensive campaign.
Whether he's touring a child care center in San Francisco or appearing with law enforcement officers in Los Angeles, it's apparent Gray Davis is on the campaign trail. He's reminding voters why they reelected him just last November and insisting he's ready to stand before voters again.
I'm going to fight for what's right for the people of this state, and I'm going to get my job done, the most important part of which is passing a budget. And then if the people want me to present my credentials, and apparently they do one more time, I'm going to present my credentials. I'm not reluctant about doing that.
His defiant remarks in Los Angeles came just after Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante was in Sacramento, announcing that October 7th will be the day of the recall election. Bustamante also confirmed that voters will answer two questions. Do they want to recall Davis? And if so, who should succeed him? Given the governor's sagging popularity ratings, the Capitol has been rife with speculation that Democrats would propose another candidate for voters to choose if they vote to recall the governor. National Democrats, including party leader Terry McAuliffe, have been urging Democrats to close ranks behind Davis, and Bustamante, who could be a candidate, insisted that he would not put his name on the ballot.
I hope that the voters will turn this down, because what we're going to end up having is a time of perpetual elections. It wouldn't surprise me one bit that the other side has a recall of whoever wins this election. And then where does it stop?
Republican Party spokesman Rob Stutzman dismisses that notion, saying that Governor Davis brought the recall upon himself by failing to lead the state. For now, Stutzman is trying to get potential Republican candidates to hold off on filing just yet.
A Democrat could come and file at the last moment. And if we already have four people filed, we then risk diluting our vote. So in order to make the best decision for the future of the state and the party, we would like the option to be able to sit down with candidates at the last moment, if a Democrat were to file, and see if we can make a decision that makes sense and doesn't dilute the vote so that no Republican would win.
Only one Republican has indicated he will run. That's Congressman Daryl Issa, who bankrolled the recall effort. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger is reportedly weighing his options. Former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon says he might run if Schwarzenegger doesn't. And businessman Bill Simon, who Davis defeated last November, says he'll make an announcement this weekend. Davis supporters say they hope to raise as much as $20 million to defeat the recall. Meanwhile, supporters of the drive to oust Davis say they'll probably match that sum. On top of that, county officials say state election costs could exceed $30 million at a time when the state is already straining to reduce public spending. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.